Well, when you think hot summer days, think Russia. No, really, you did actually hear me correctly. I really did say Russia, but not the Russia of Siberia or the endless Moscow winter. Think more the Russian resort areas around the Black Sea. Because this summer, parts of Russia have seen record-breaking temperatures that rival the Northeast's recent heat wave. So for advice on how to cool down in Russian style, we caught up with Anna Sortun. She's chef and owner of Oleana's in Cambridge. And while her restaurant is famous for its Mediterranean cuisine, Sortun shared with us the secret recipe behind her famous Russian-inspired Lada's iced tea.
Hi, my name's Anna Sortun, and I'm the chef, owner of Oleana Restaurant and Sofer Bakery in Cambridge. This is a recipe that's from one of our waitresses that used to work here. Her name's Lada. She has a Russian background, so this is a typical way that Russians would sweeten tea by using jams. We loved it so much, we put it on the menu at Sofra in Cambridge. All you need to do is brew some tea. The quality of the tea is crucial, but you can really use any herbal tea that you're fond of, as long as it's not too earthy or too strong. You want really bright notes. So after you brew your tea, you just cool it down. And then we're just going to mix in some orange juice. So if you say you have 2 cups of brewed tea, you'd want the juice of about a half an orange, which gives you about maybe a quarter cup of orange juice. So this is about 4 cups, so we're going to do a whole orange. If any kind of citrus will brighten up all the flavors that the tea naturally has, sort of like, you know, seasoning something with salt, it sort of brings everything up a notch. So then instead of sugar, we use an apricot jam to sweeten it. It's a Greek brand. You know, the Mediterranean apricots are the sweetest and the best. So you dissolve the jam just like it was sugar. And then you want to give it a taste, make sure it's sweetened to how you like it. And then pour it over ice. And my trick is, if the tea is still not really cold and you don't want to melt your ice, if you put a metal spoon in the glass with the ice, the metal spoon will absorb the heat and it won't melt your ice cubes. So you just pour the tea over the ice once it's cooled down. And that's it.
Go.
I have to say, it is one of my favorite songs, and you can find a recipe for Lada's iced tea at our website, wbur.org/Boston. And you can learn more about our daily food discoveries on WBUR's food blog. It's publicradiokitchen.org. Up next, Beyond the Fur and the Pearls. Not this music, but opera. How to make opera accessible to a wider audience. We'll take a look and continue the conversation after the break. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.
Yeah, I'm a beverage. Just make so it's cold. Go, 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 go.
Promenade with the lemonade.
Yeah. I like cold beverage. Yeah. I like cold beverage. Yeah. I like cold beverage. Yeah. I'm for some kind of thirst. Stick it in the face.